Monday, the 4th of March. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. So, once again, I want us to think a little bit today about the Gospel of St. Mark. And one of the ideas that comes down to us from the early church is that Mark was a close friend of St. Peter. St. Peter, one of Jesus' disciples. And most New Testament scholars accept this idea. So Papias is an early church father writing about 140 years after the death of Jesus. And he tells us that Mark got most of his materials for the gospel from listening to Peter. And most people think this is probably true. One of the things that you have to recognize when you're reading the Gospel of Mark, and I want you to listen out for that this year as we listen to the Gospel stories, is that Mark's Gospel is really a story of the Messiah. Mark's Gospel is showing us that Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is, we'll hear different phrases that Mark uses, but listen out, for instance, for the phrase, Son of David. We hear blind Bartimaeus calling it in Mark's Gospel. Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. This recognition by certain people in the Gospel that Jesus is the one they have been waiting for. Very, very important. So remember what I said? Mark's Gospel, our oldest Gospel, the first Gospel. It's actually amazing how important this gospel was, and we can tell because we get it. We still have it today. And it's an important gospel because we think it's the source material or one of the sources for the later gospels by Luke and Matthew. But they use Mark as a source gospel. But they also, all the other gospel writers, use Mark's idea of good news. Mark begins, this is the good news of Jesus Christ. That's where we get the word gospel, good news. So when we think Mark's gospel, we must also think good news. Mark is very interested in showing us Jesus as the healer, perhaps more than Jesus as the teacher. So when we look, for instance, at Matthew's gospel, we're going to see a lot of Jesus' teachings coming through. But Mark is really wanting us to see the remarkable things that Jesus did. And many of these are to do with healing the sick and with casting out demons. And it's in Mark's gospel that we often get these little throwaway lines about, and then many people were healed or other people were healed. So there are stories out there that Mark isn't telling us. He tells us about one or two and then he refers to some others. And we have the sense of Jesus really spending a lot of his time healing people. So just a few of those that we hear about. Mark tells us about the healing of Simon Peter's mother-in-law who had a fever. The paralytic who was lowered through a hole in the roof was healed and made to walk again. The man with the withered hand was made whole when he meets Jesus in a synagogue. There are unclean spirits driven out of the Gerasene demoniac. Jairus' daughter, who is at the point of hell of death, was made well, or who had died perhaps and comes back to life. The woman suffering from a hemorrhage is healed, and the boy who was possessed by an unclean spirit since early childhood is returned to health, as well as other healings of people with leprosy, people who can't hear. So we see lots and lots and lots of stories of healing. I mentioned earlier blind Bartimaeus, who Jesus heals also in Mark's gospel. So what's going on? Well, there's something about recognizing the Messiah as a healer, that Jesus' ability to heal is part of what Mark is expecting his audience to go, oh, he is the Messiah, he is the Christ. That's what he's expecting his contemporary audience to hear. But he's expecting them to hear something maybe a little bit deeper that you and I also need to hear, which is, not only does Jesus heal those people then, but he wants to heal you and me now. That Jesus comes to heal. He comes as a healer. He comes to restore us in our bodies and in our souls and in our hearts to fullness of health. And some of that health is our relationship with God. Jesus comes to bring us back into right relationship with God. That's the work of him as the Messiah. Jesus is coming to do something maybe to our physical bodies, but definitely to our spiritual bodies, to bring us back into a healthy relationship with God. And that's why there's that mixture of repentance and forgiveness and healing all linked together. And that's very appropriate for us to be thinking about in Lent. As we go through Lent at the moment, we should be thinking about healing and about repentance and forgiveness and God's desire to heal us and to heal us also of our sinfulness. So if you haven't yet decided to go to confession, I want you to encourage you now, those of you who are old enough, who've made your first confession, to go to confession this Lent. It is a healing process. Let's close our eyes now. Lord, help us to recognize that you are the Messiah. You are God, calling us to new life, to health in body, mind, and spirit. Amen.